Man, thank you. You may be seated. Verse number 9, we're going to read again. In verse number 8 and 9, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night until the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it." I want to take just a minute and talk to you about the problems of the world. Amen. The problems with our church today is the altar is not burning. Amen. The problem with our homes today is the altar is not burning. Amen. The problem with Christians' hearts today is that the altar is not burning. These altars are almost extinguished. Amen. The problem of America today is God is taken out of the picture and the altar is not burning. I want to tell you today, when God saves you, Jesus Christ comes into your heart and the fire in your altar is started burning, amen. When you get saved, amen, Jesus Christ lights a fire in you, amen. I can't help but to think about the scripture in the Bible that's talking about that little candle, amen. I don't care if it's a big bonfire or that little candle, it's still hot, amen. It's still a fire and it is still burning, amen. Nobody in their right mind, now listen to me very closely, nobody in their right mind would serve God without the Holy Spirit, amen. Nobody in their right mind. If I told you today that everything about you, your flesh hates God, amen. Everything about you, it's not what's inside of you does not hate God. The Holy Spirit, your soul loves God, but everything about you hates God. And that can only be done by the Holy Spirit abiding in us, amen. If it was not for the Holy Spirit, not a single one of us would have a desire to come to church. Not a single one of us would have a desire to serve God except the Holy Spirit abide within us. In the book of Luke, chapter number 11, verse number 33, the Bible says this, "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, put it in a secret place." Amen. When Jesus Christ lit the candle in you, He did not put you in a secret place. Amen. He put you in the wide open world, in this universe, in this world for you to be a shining light. Amen. The Bible says that neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Amen. You were not stuck under something. Amen. You were stuck on top of something as being a shining light in this old dark world. The Bible goes on to continue to say, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Amen. Jesus Christ did not put that darkness in us. He put a shining light in us. Amen. Verse number 36, the Bible says, "If thy whole body were therefore be full of light, having no part of darkness, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light." Amen. Can you imagine walking into a complete black, dark room and having nothing to light your way? You would be lost, not able to find your way. But if you've got that candle, amen, that Jesus Christ has put on us, amen, then you can find your way, amen. Jesus Christ, He is the light of the world, and He has made it available, amen, and made us able to approach Him. And I just want to tell you this, our altar is the most important place in our lives, amen. In Mark chapter number 15, verse number 37, the Bible says this, "Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost." We all know the story of Jesus Christ as He's on the cross. He says, "And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost." What makes it available for, what has made the way for us to come to an old-fashioned altar, to cry our hearts out and to plead before God just like Habakkuk did? Habakkuk cried out to God, amen, just like Jeremiah did when God gave him the vision. He cried out to God. Oh, you've got all these prophets in the Bible. They have sometime in their life cried out to God, amen. The psalmist David, can you imagine seeing him in the altar, crying out to God? Verse number 38, the Bible says, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. From the top to the bottom. In the Old Testament, there was a wall up between us and the high priest. There was a wall up that we could not get to God. Amen. They had to go through the high priest. But when Jesus Christ gave up the ghost, that veil was torn in twain. That veil was torn in two, amen. That made a way for you and I to get to the altar, amen. Can you imagine if that veil was still up today, how hard it would be to get through heaven, amen. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ, the perfect one, He made a way, amen. He made a way that we'd be able to get to Him. In Leviticus chapter 6, verse number 10, the Bible says this, "And the priest shall put on his linen garment." I want to tell you this before I go any further. Leviticus chapter number 6 and verse 8 through 13 is a perfect picture of Jesus Christ. Perfect picture of who Jesus is. And the Bible says in verse number 10, "And the priest shall put on his linen garment, and his linen breeches shall be put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed, with a burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar." This is the perfect picture of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse 14, he is called the great high priest. It says here in verse number 10, "And the priest shall put on the clothing. He shall put on the linen garments." And I want you to know we're talking about the great high priest today. It also says those garments in John chapter number 19 and verse number 1. The Bible says this, "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they put on him a purple robe." Amen. Are you following me today? "And said, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. And then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe." Hey man, I tell you what, if you look into Leviticus chapter number 6, when the high priest went over there and put on the linen garments, amen, the linen garments have already been put on, amen. Jesus Christ was put on that purple robe and that crown of thorns. The way has already been paid for you and I to come to an old-fashioned altar, to give our heart to God, or to cry out for God, for help in our lives, or for our church, amen. The Bible says that the altar is to be burning continually. The altar is to be burning continually. I want us to look again. Verse number 10, it says that the which the fire hath consumed. Let me back up just a little bit. And it says, "And take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar." I want you to look at this. Beside the altar. It says, "The fire hath been consumed." I want us to look here in Revelation chapter number 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, verse number 17, "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death." I want you to think about when the priest took that offering to the altar, amen. He had to put on other garments. He couldn't go just like he was, amen. He had to put on other garments. But when that altar, sacrifice or that was laid upon the altar and it was burned, amen, he had to go pick up the ashes, amen. I tell you what, your Jesus, he went and picked up the ashes, amen. In that consumed fire, he went to hell and got the keys of death, hell, and the grave, amen. He came back and said, this is his keys to his home, amen. He can't even get into his own house, amen. Jesus Christ had those keys. He picked that fire that had been consumed, that offering that had been consumed upon the altar. He picked it up, amen. I want you to look at verse number 11. And it says, "And he shall put off his garments and put on other garments. He shall put off his garments and put on other garments. Again, in John chapter number 19, in verse number 40, the Bible says this. Now, as we read the story of Jesus Christ, we know that the part that I read there, that he had already been, was getting ready to be beat and to be crucified and to go to Calvary's hill and die on that old rugged cross. And when he gave up the ghost, they got him down off that cross. And the Bible says in verse number 40, then took they the body of Jesus and wound him in linen clothes with the spices, as of the manner of the Jews is to bury. The Bible says in Leviticus, verse number 11, and he shall put off his garments and put on other garments. I want to tell you this. When Jesus Christ died on that cross, he was naked. They wouldn't have stitched their clothing on him, amen. They had took that purple robe off of him, amen. But when they laid him in that tomb, amen, he was wound, amen, with grave clothes. And a napkin was placed across his face, amen. I tell you what, when he died on that old rugged cross, the priest, the great high priest, he had those clothes taken off of him and news clothes put on him, amen. They were brand new garments, amen. And they were put on him. And when they laid him in that tomb, just as Leviticus said, the high priest, they'll take off those clothes and they'll put new clothes on, amen. He had those new grave clothes put on and those spices as he was laid in that tomb. He was laid in that tomb. But chapter number 20, verse number 6, I want us to look at this. We'll read verse number 11 in Leviticus again. It says, and he shall put off his garments and put on other garments. Take off his garments and put on other garments. In chapter number 20 in John, verse number 6, it says, then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lined with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Amen. I tell you what, when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he was naked. They took that purple robe off of him. When he went into the tomb, he had those grave clothes off of him, on him, amen. But in 3 days, amen, when that sepulcher was open, that stone was rolled away, those grave clothes laid there, amen. Those grave clothes laid there with the napkin about his face. When he gave up the ghost, the veil was torn in twain. That means he made a way for you and I to reach him. There was a separation there at one time in the Old Testament, amen. But I tell you what, today there is no separation. There is no separation. And I tell you, one of the closest places you'll ever get to God is an old-fashioned altar, amen. I'm not talking about just the altar of this church. I'm talking about the altar of your home, amen. I got to ask you today, do you have an altar in your house, amen? I can honestly say that I do, amen. I built me a little 4-foot altar there and put it in front of a window, amen. And we can go at 7:14 in the evening, amen, and bow on our hands and knees and pray unto God, amen. Or if I'll get woken up early at night, amen, or early in the morning, amen, I can go there and I can place myself upon that altar, amen. I just got to ask you today, is your altar burning? Is your altar burning? Verse number 12 in Leviticus chapter number 6, the Bible says this, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. I got to ask you, church, today, where's your heart? Where's your heart at? Where's your heart? Is your heart burning for God? And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. I thank God I got a great high priest that's still trying to light a fire under me each and every morning. Each and every day that I wake up, he's put a new desire in my heart to serve him even greater. He's put a greater desire in my heart to serve him even more. I got to ask you, church, today, how's your altar burning? Hey, man, are you on fire when you get to the altar? Amen. Just praying unto God and asking God to quench you with that kindling. Amen. Just to make you burn even stronger. Make you burn even brighter. Amen. I tell you what, that's what America's lacking today. The altars in our churches are not being used. The altars in our homes are not being used. If you want to see this church grow, you want to see this church get on fire for God, amen, you better start taking the offering to the altar, amen. You better start placing it at the altar and asking God to set it on fire, amen. And he says, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. In verse number 13, the Bible says this, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. I want to ask you today, how's your home? How's your home? Is the fire burning in your home? For God, amen. I'm not talking about for each other. I'm talking about for God. Is the fire burning in your church for God? It shall never go out. Let me tell you this. When you got saved, God started that fire. God started that fire. It'll never go out completely, but you can extinguish it an awful lot. You can extinguish it an awful lot. And I will say this in closing. That fire represents the presence of God. That fire represents the presence of God. And how much God you got in you is going to come out in your life. It's given, amen. You can have a lot of God and a lot of God coming out, amen. Or you can have very little God and very little coming out. But one of the things that we need to straighten up in our home, in our church, and in America is keeping the altar burning. Keeping the altar burning. The altar is where a church gets closer to God. The altar is where your home gets the help it needs. The altar is where your heart gets where it needs to be. The altar is where you see a Christian grow. The altar is where willpower to serve God is strengthened. The altar is where you stay in the fight, amen, and somebody's got you back. The altar is where you stay burning bright for God. So you're a witness unto Him, amen. I tell you what, if there's somebody here today that's never been saved, amen. I tell you what, you can come up to an old-fashioned altar, amen. And you can feel the presence of God come all over you, amen. I mean, it'll just overtake you, amen. It'll just feel like you've stepped into a new world, amen. But I tell you what, it's that same way with a Christian. If your fire hasn't been burning, amen. If your fire has just about been put out, you can come to an old-fashioned altar, amen. And you can get back on fire for God. You know how you do that? You ask Him. You ask Him to just quench you with the Holy Spirit. Just set you on fire for Him, amen. I tell you what. That's what's wrong with our churches today. That's why you got churches that are being closed. That's why you got people not getting saved. It's because somebody ain't getting on an altar somewhere and asking God to move in the midst of it. I got to ask you today. I just have to ask you, how's your altar? Is it burning? Let's read this again. It said, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Are we teaching the young people what they're supposed to be doing? Because, you know, when we leave this world, they're the ones that's going to be taking over. That fire burning upon the altar. Amen. Are we teaching them the right way to go? Teaching them the right things to do? Teaching them what it feels like to worship God? How about it, church? We can't lose the vision of what God set before us. But if we ain't got a vision, the fire ain't going to be burning. But if the fire ain't burning, we're not going to see Him. Because we're not going to be near Him. Because that fire is the presence of God. The Bible tells us that we get baptized with what? Fire. Baptized with the Holy Spirit and baptized with fire. That fire comes from God and that's the presence of God. Fire in the Bible is a depiction of the presence of God. How's God in your home? Can you feel Him? Can you see Him? How's God in your church? I tell you what, we felt Him last week, didn't we? Amen. What about today? Today's a new day. Not much time has passed, but a new day that God's gave us to worship Him. If your heart ain't where it ought to be, it can be. You know how that happens? Come to an old-fashioned altar. So, well, preacher, I can pray exactly where I'm at. Yeah. But it's called obedience. It's called obedience. Coming to an altar and showing God, you know what? I don't care who's watching. I don't care who sees me. I'm going to come to an altar and I'm going to give it to Him. This is the place where the fight's won. This is the place where the battle's won. And you and I have got a battle every day. We're in a war. Stand. We got to stand. But before we can stand, we got to kneel. And that's at a burning altar. I'm going to ask Miss Connie if she